亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们仍然要继续播放爱德华·弥勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天的题目是他使我得安息，讲到是耶和华的灵使我们得享安息，这是出自以赛亚书第63章第14节，讲到我们人从小到大，我们在一个忙碌的压力之下很难得到安息，直到神唤醒我们，我们人好像死在过犯罪恶之中，直到神借着他的灵吹气在我们里面，使我们再一次活过来，使我们能够得享安息。今天我们所需要的是圣灵在唤醒我们，再把神那里的生命赐给我们，找到那活水的泉源，使我们不是在外面活着，里面却枯死在那里。只有神叫我们从死里面，从过犯罪恶里面活过来。让我们一起来分享。
I have two scriptures I'd like to share with you tonight.
今天晚上要来跟大家分享一个经文。
One is in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah.
旧约的以赛亚书。
You find it in chapter 63 of Isaiah.
以赛亚书63章。
And verse 14.
63章第14节。以赛亚书63章第14节，耶和华的灵使他们得安息，仿佛牲畜下到山谷，照样你也引导你的百姓，要建立自己荣耀的名。
And then in the book of Ephesians,
另外一个经文在以弗所书，
in the New Testament,
在新约里面的
chapter 2 and verse 1 and 2 or 3.Oh, let's go on to 4 and 5.
另外一个经文我们要来看在以弗所书第二章，我们从第一节一直看到第五节。第一节，以弗所书第二章第一节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
Man is more than just a body.
人不只是有一个身体而已。
We are body and soul and spirit.
我们有身体，还有灵，有魂。
It is possible and oftentimes true.
有这样的可能，而往往这也是真的。
That one can be dead and yet alive.
一个人可能死了，却是活着的。
We know that they can keep a body alive when the person is brain dead and gone.
我们知道，有的人脑已经死了，但是还是可以保持身体活着。
But there are people that are born into this world. Unfortunate they are.
但是有一些很不幸的一些人生在这个世界上。
That something's gone wrong in the womb.
当他们在母腹里面的时候，有些东西出了差错。
And they're alive outside, but they're dead inside.
他们外面是有生命，是活着，但是里面却是死的。
We call it like a vegetable.
我们就称像是植物人一样。
You look into those eyes.
你看着他们的眼睛。
There's no response at all.
他一点都没有反应。
You talk to them.
你可以跟他们说话。
There is no response.
他没有反应。
Not even a smile or a facial expression.
甚至不会微笑，也没有任何的面部表情。
They're dead.
死的。
And yet their heart is beating.
然而他们的心脏在跳动。
Their lungs are pumping in air
他们的肺也呼吸在有空气。
But they're dead.
但他们是死的。
Even while they're living.
虽然他们还活着。
The Bible speaks of that.
圣经有讲到这一点。
In relationship to the life of the spirit within us.
就是讲到我们里面灵的生命。
In the cases that we know of, a person gets injured.
在我们所知道的一些例子，当一个人受了伤，
usually a head injury.
通常是脑部的伤害。
But sometimes something else.
但有时候是别种伤害。
And they fall into a coma.
他们就会进入昏睡。
And they're dead to the world.
他们对世界来讲已经是死了。身体还活着。
Everything's there.
一切东西都在那里。
Everything's working except the brain.
一切都有在运作，除了头脑以外。
It got stopped somehow.
不晓得怎么样，就是停住了。
The doctors do everything they can to wake that person up.
医生会尽其所能，想要把那个人唤醒。
They'll even open up their heads and try to make an operation. Sometimes that will help.
医生有时候甚至会切开他们的脑袋动手术，有时候这会有帮助。
Sometimes they'll try drugs.
有时候他们会试着用药。
Sometimes if it's been a heart attack.
有时候如果是心脏病发。
One of the first things they'll do is they'll put electronic pads on their chest.
那他们会做的第一件事情就是。把用一些电的东西放在他们的胸口
and send a jolt of 24,000 volts surging through their body
用24,000伏特的电流通过他们的身体
and a whole jerk
然后他们就会突然的动一下
a terrible jerk
一个很可怕的抽动
did the heart wake up?
他们的心醒了吗
no. Try it again.
没有
They'll do it again.
他们会再做一次。
24,000 volts.
24,000伏特的电。
Trying to wake up.
试着要把那个人唤醒。
Otherwise, they're dead.
不然的话，他们死了。
And many times they're successful.
常常他们成功。
And they bring that person back to life.
使那个人又有了生命。
Dead while we live.
我们虽然活着，却是死的。
That's what God says about us in Ephesians.
这就是神在以弗所书里面讲到我们是这样子的。
As far as God is concerned, we're already dead.
就神来说，我们早就死了。
You see, a dead person is totally insensitive to everything.
一个死的人对任何事情都没有感觉。
You can speak to it, and there's no response.
你可以跟他说话，他没有反应。
You can touch it, you can hug it, you can kiss it. There's no response.
你可以碰它，你可以亲它，你可以抱它，它都没有反应。
Whatever you might do, there's no response.
不管你要做什么事情，它都没有反应。
They're dead.
是死的。
And even at that time, if they're in a coma,
在那个时候，当他们在昏睡的时候，
they're still living.
他们还活着。
But if something doesn't wake them up,
但是如果没有办法唤醒他们的话
Even if it's 24,000 volts of current
甚至是24,000伏特的电流
That's very extreme
那个已经是很厉害的
It's a last resort
那是他们最后的手段
To wake them up
想要唤醒他们
Otherwise They will never wake up
不然的话他们就永远醒不过来了
There's no response factor in them
他们里面没有反应的因素
Nothing they can do.
他们没有办法做任何事
I've seen in cases where death is near.
我看过一些死亡临近的情形
They're in a coma.
人们在昏睡中
Loved ones will call to them and shake them and try to wake them and try to bring them back.
爱的人会试着叫他们会摇动他们试着把他们带回来
But there's no response.
但是没有反应
You see, that's what God is talking about.
这就是神在讲的情形。
People can be very alive.
人们有可能非常的活跃。
But to God, there's no response.
但是对神来讲没有反应。
They can be in a lovely service where the Spirit of God is there and just watch.
他们可能在一个很美的聚会当中神在运行，他们就只是旁观而已。
They see no angels.
他们没有看到天使。
They see nothing that has to do with the Holy Spirit or God.
他们没有看到任何跟神圣灵有关的事情。
They wonder why other people perhaps are singing or dancing or clapping their hands or anything.
他们在想其他的人为什么在那边唱歌跳舞拍手呢？
And then there's no response.
然后他们却没有反应。
I sometimes think the angels try to shake us to say, "Wake up!"
我想有时候天使试着在摇动我们说，醒来啊。
There's no response.
没有反应。
You see, that's what he said, dead in trespasses and sin.
这就是这里经文讲的，死在过犯罪恶中。
Not a person in that condition can often able to eat or get fed intravenously.
在那样情况下的人，他们有时候能够别人喂他们东西吃，或者是用静脉注射。
They're still alive.
他们还活着。
And their body still functions to a certain point.
他们的身体在某种程度内还是可以发挥功能。
But no response.
但是没有反应。
And God may work on us and sometimes send a jolt of power to us, so we pass out.
神有时候会在我们身上做工，或者是用电流来击打我们，让我们都昏过去了。
And yet, when we wake up,
然而当我们醒过来的时候
there's no response.
没有反应。
We have to be quickened, we have to be awakened, or we have to be given life.
我们必须被唤醒，必须神把生命赐给我们。
Or we still keep dead, we still stay dead.
不然的话，我们还是一直留在死的情形。
Dead in trespasses and sins.
死在过犯罪恶中。
And God says everybody is that way until the Holy Spirit gives them life inside.
神说每一个人都是那样子的，直到圣灵把生命给了他们的里面，就活过来了。
In verse 5, we were dead in sin, but he's quickened us.
在第五节讲到，我们死在过犯中的时候，他并叫我们与基督一同活过来。
That's what the Holy Spirit does.
这就是圣灵做的事情。
That word quickened means give us life.
活的意思就是把生命赐给我们。
He lifed us.
他把我们的
Otherwise, we
他给了我们生命。
Dead.
不然的话，我们就一直是死的。
And there's nothing the individual can do to wake himself up.
个人没有办法做任何事情来唤醒自己。
If some outside force or some outside person doesn't awaken them, they will never wake up.
若不是有外在的力量或是外面的人来唤醒他们，不然他们就永远醒不过来。
He cannot wake himself.
他没有办法唤醒自己。
Here is a poor person that's born with a chromosome that didn't form right in the womb.
有的人他很可怜，他在母腹里面的时候，染色体形成的时候不太正常。
And all his life, that brain will be dead.
他的一生那个脑子都是死的。
It can't wake itself up.
他没有办法唤醒他自己。
It doesn't even know enough to know it's sleeping.
他甚至不晓得自己在睡觉。
It doesn't know enough to know it's dead.
他也不晓得自己是死的。
It can sit down and eat.
他能够坐下来吃。
And if it's helped, it can walk.
如果有人协助他，他能够走路。
And can receive a few instructions about what to do.
能够得着一些指示来做一点点事情。
But it's dead inside.
但是他的里面是死的。
Those kind of people are always very sad to me.
我看到这种人总觉得很悲哀。
You look in those eyes, and they look right at you.
他们的眼睛，他们就这样瞪着你。
But there's nothing back of it.
但是没有回应。
There's no light in them.
他们的里面没有光。
There's no understanding in them.
他们里面没有了解。
There's no response in them.
他们没有反应。
They're just eyes.
只是眼睛而已。
Sometimes a person will have an accident and lose an eye, and they'll put a glass eye in.
有时候人们出了车祸，眼睛失明了，然后他们就放一个玻璃眼进去。
But it can't see anything.
但是什么都看不见。
It just looks like an eye.
只是看起来像一只眼睛一样。
And for people like that, their eyes are just like glass eyes.
对那样的人来说，他们的眼睛就像玻璃眼一样。
They can't see, they can't hear.
他们看不见，听不见。
And unless the Holy Spirit comes and awakens us.
除非圣灵来唤醒我们。
And begins to put within us a response factor.
开始把那反应的因素放在我们的里面。
I've seen at times when a person begins to wake out of a coma.
我曾经看过当人们从昏睡中醒过来的时候。
Sometimes just a finger moves.
有时候只有一只手指头动一下。
For the first time.
第一次是这样子。
What makes everybody there so happy?
那在场的人都会很高兴。
So happy.
很高兴。
It's beginning.
开始了。
In Argentina.
在阿根廷。
In a little town called Tamangashu.
在有个小镇，名字是那个。
I think it one of Sammy's uncle was there ministering.
我想 Sammy 有一位舅舅曾经在那里服侍。
And a rancher had a big ranch.
有一个农庄的主人，他有一个很大的农场。
And his boy had a bad fall.
他的小男孩摔跤了，很严重。
12 years of age.
那个男孩子大概十二岁。
Hurt his head very badly.
他的头伤得很厉害。
He was in the hospital.
他在医院里面。
They couldn't do anything for him.
人们没有办法为他做任何事。
He just laid there.
他就躺在那里。
Tubes here and tubes there, keeping him alive.
到处都插了管子，这里一根，那里一根，给他生命。
The doctor took a good look and said, "He's injured beyond repair."
医生好好的看着他，说他受的伤太重了。
There's nothing we can do.
没有办法，无药可救。
We'll just have to wait till he dies.
我们不能够做什么，我们只好让等着让他死。
He was really already dead.
其实他已经真的死了。
And he came to Leo and said, "Can God heal my boy?"
那这个主人就去那位牧师那里说，神能不能够医好我的儿子？
And Leo said, "Of course he can."
这位牧师说，当然他可以。
So they went to hospital and prayed for him.
所以他们就去医院里为他祷告。
Nothing happened.
没有事情发生。
But about Wednesday,
但是差不多在礼拜三的时候，
they were looking at him, and one day, a finger began to move.
他们看着他，然后手指开始动了。
Oh, they thought, is it possible?
他们说，哎，有可能哎。
Doctor said, oh, just a reflex action.
医生说，没有什么，这只是反射动作。
But the rest of the week, that finger every once in a while would move.
但是在那个礼拜当中，那手指偶尔又会动一动了。
The next Saturday, they went and prayed again.
然后礼拜六的时候又去为他祷告。
And this time, two, three days later,
这一次已经是过了两三天了。
His eyes began to move.
他的眼睛开始动。
And they, well, is he going to wake up?
然后他们就想说，哎，他会不会醒来了？
Oh, they began to get encouraged.
他们就觉得很受鼓励。
Doctor said, well, that's all because he's so far destroyed. Just that much is a wonder.
医生说没有办法了，即使是这样子已经是很奇妙了，因为他已经被伤得太厉害。
They went back the next Saturday.
然后他们下一个礼拜六又回去。
Prayed again.
再一次为他祷告。
He visited that town once a week.
那位牧师是一个礼拜去那个城市一次。
And this time, he woke up and looked around and turned his head.
这次这个男孩子就醒了，头转一转，到处看。
The doctor said, "Oh, that's wonderful."
医生说，哎，这个很棒。
But that's as far as it can go because it's too destroyed.
但是呢，顶多就只能够好到这个程度了，因为他伤得太重了。
Next Saturday, prayed again.
下一个礼拜六又为他祷告。
And that week he sat up.
那个礼拜他坐起来了。
And looked around.
他到处看。
And he began to eat and feed himself.
他开始吃东西，自己喂自己吃。
Oh, now the whole town knew what was going on.
这个时候，整个镇上都知道发生了什么事。
The whole town began to believe God's going to do something tremendous here.
整个镇上的人都相信神会在这里做一件很了不起的事。
Doctor said, "Oh, it's something wonderful. He can sit up and eat and take care of himself a little bit, but that's as far as it can go."
医生又说，他现在能够坐起来自己吃东西，能够这样子已经很好了。但是呢，顶多也只有到这种程度了，因为他伤得太重了。
They prayed again.
他们又祷告。
And this week he got up and walked.
这个礼拜他就起来走路了。
And by the next week,
到下一个礼拜的时候，
he could go home.
他可以回家了。
But he couldn't talk.
但是他没有办法说话。
That part didn't heal.
那个部分没有医好。
And the doctor said it can't go that far.
医生说不可能，那个地方会好。
As far as it can go, but be thankful he's that far.
他说能够好到这种程度已经很感谢了。
He could walk, he could eat, he could take care of himself.
他能够走路，他能够照顾自己。
They went back and prayed again.
然后又去再为他祷告。
6 weeks. Six times.
六个礼拜祷告了六次。
And the seventh week,
第七个礼拜的时候
they met Leo in the terminal and said,
他们在车
he can talk, he can talk, he can talk, he can talk.
他们在车站接那位牧师说他能够讲话，他会讲话了，会讲话了。
He woke up completely.
他完全醒过来了。
Life came back in that whole body.
生命回到了他的全身。
He was dead.
他本来死了。
He was dead inside and just waiting to die outside.
他的里面已经死了，只是在等外面死而已。
Except,
但是
the Spirit of God.
神的灵。
He could not wake himself.
他没有办法唤醒自己。
Doctors could not wake him.
医生也没有办法唤醒他。
They knew too much.
他们知道的太多了。
They knew the damage was so great that faith in God couldn't do anything.
他们知道受的伤太重了，对神的信心做不了什么事。
But the creator that made us can also fix us.
但是创造我们的主也能够修理我们。
You see, we're dead in trespasses and sin.
我们本来是死在罪恶过犯中的。
We're like that boy, there's nothing can help us.
我们就像那个男孩子一样，没有任何事情能够帮助我们。
People in their desperation go to a psychologist.
人们在很绝望的时候会去找心理学家。
He can't help them.
也没有办法帮助他。
He tries.
他会尝试。
And all he can really help is his own bank account.
他真正能够帮助的只是他自己银行的账户。
And we go to people we think might help us.
我们去找那些认为我们认为可能帮助我们。
And our relatives and our friends or mothers or fathers.
找我们的亲戚朋友或者是父母亲。
And sometimes they're just as dead as we are.
有时候他们跟我们一样是死的。
Nobody can wake us.
没有人能够唤醒我们。
Nobody can give us life.
没有人能够把生命赐给我们。
Because that life that's in the spirit.
因为那个生命是在灵里面的。
Now we're awake here on this side and we're quite responsive to our jobs and to everything around us.
我们在这一边是醒着的，我们对我们的工作、对周围的一切有相当的反应。
And we can respond very well to anything that comes to us on the outside.
凡是外面临到我们的任何事情，我们都能够有相当的回应。
We can respond to our friends.
我们能够对朋友有反应。
We can respond to our work friends, our work people.
我们能够对我们的同事有反应。
We can respond to hot and cold.
我们对冷热也可以有反应。
We know when we're hungry and when we're not hungry or thirsty.
我们知道什么时候饿了还是不饿，什么时候渴了。
We can respond to everything here.
我们能够对这里的一切都有反应。
But all the things of heaven.
但是所有天上的事情。
And all the things of the spirit.
还有所有灵的世界的事情。
And all the things of God.
所有神的事情。
The very creator that's everywhere around us.
在我们周围到处无所不在的创造主
We're totally unconscious.
我们完全都没有意识到
The angels watch us.
天使看顾着我们
Maybe they try to push us into a service so we can maybe have a chance of moving a finger.
或许他们试着把我们推到一个聚会里面好让我们有机会来动一根手指头
Hoping that one way or another will begin to respond.
希望不管怎么样，我们能够开始有反应了。
Begin to have something, feeling a little bit of consciousness of God inside.
开始有一些感觉，里面有一点开始意识到神了。
Or the fact that we begin to feel maybe a little bit self-conscious.
或许说我们开始有一点意识到自己。
We begin to think, hey, what am I doing? This is a holy place. I don't feel very good here.
开始会想说，哎，这是一个圣洁的地方，我在这里做什么呢？我好像不是很适合。
Just any little response makes the angels rejoice.
只要有任何一点点小的反应，都会让天使很高兴了。
He's waking up.
他醒了。
You've got to wake up.
醒了。
The devil says, he's gone too far. That one's not going to wake up.
魔鬼说，哎呀，他已经太糟糕了，这个人醒不来的。
But God's very patient.
但是神很有耐心。
I know several cases. I have one in mind, but I know several cases.
我知道有好几个例子，我现在想到的特别有一个。
They came to the first service.
他们到第一场聚会来。
And they didn't know why. All they did is sit there and cry.
他们不晓得为什么，他们做的事情只是坐在那里哭。
They went away wondering what in the world happened to me.
他们回家的时候想说，我到底是怎么搞的？
Who are those people? What is that?
那些人是谁呀？那是什么？
But one thing happened.
但是发生了一件事。
That person had a very sick stomach.
那个人他本来胃病得很严重。
All they could keep down was canned peaches.
他本来能够吃的东西只有罐头的桃子。
And they went home and they were hungry and they ate a meal and they didn't lose it.
结果他回家的时候肚子饿了，好好吃了一顿饭，然后也没有吐出来。
Who are those people?
他就说那些人是谁呀？
She began to move some fingers.
你看她的手指头开始动了。
So she went back again.
所以她又回去。
Next Sunday.
下一个主日。
Just to find out who are they.
又回去了，就是要看说这些人到底是谁。
And again.
又一次。
All she did was sit there and cry.
她坐在那里。
And she couldn't wonder what in the world was the matter with her.
她就不晓得她自己到底怎么搞了。
In fact.By the time service was over, she had black streaks all down her face.
事实上，当聚会结束的时候，她脸上这边有两条黑的。
As a mascara washed out.
因为她画的眼线，这个通通给洗下来了。
Somehow one eyebrow came loose and stuck here.
但是她有一个假睫毛这样掉下来了，粘在脸颊上。
But her eyes began to open.
但是她的眼睛开始开了。
And she came back the next week.
她下个礼拜又回来了。
And the next.
下一个礼拜。
And each time a little more.
每一次都更多一点。
A little more.
更多一点。
Until she woke up all the way.
直到她完全醒过来了。
It took about 4 months.
差不多花了四个月的时间。
But that response.
但是那个反应
It didn't seem very important, you know, just to wiggle a finger a little bit.
你知道手指头稍微动一下就看起来并不是很重要的事。
But something's at work.
但是是有事情在运作着。
There is a response.
有一个反应。
To the whatever, how should I say, every way that Holy Spirit approached them.
就是对圣灵接近他们的方式有反应了。
He was speaking to that heart, and it began to listen.
圣灵开始对那颗心说话，那颗心也开始听了。
In all the blackness and emptiness of death,
在死亡所有的黑暗跟空虚中
，way down inside, a little light appeared.
在里面的深处，一点点的光开始出现了。
So small she couldn't see it, but she could feel it.
那光这么小，以至于她看不见，但是她感觉得到。
But it's a beginning.
但那是一个开始。
You know, life begins very small, doesn't it?
你知道，生命是从很微小的时候开始的。
The beginning of life, it almost takes a microscope to see it.
生命的开始几乎需要用显微镜才看得到。
But it's life.
但那是生命。